It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roane Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the precious, eternal, wonderful Word of God. What a Bible that we have, because what a God that we have. What a God that you are. Who's been able to find out your wisdom and your greatness? But Lord, to know that an old sinner like us, that God the Holy Spirit would come to our heart's door, birth us into the family of God, and let us realize Jesus the only Savior, and receive Him, and give us eternal life, and give us a book, and an understanding the same Holy Spirit that birthed us, that the same Holy Spirit that wrote this Bible, that the same Holy Spirit would let creatures like us look at the Word of God and be able to realize it and understand it. God, thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. God, would you bless each one? That one that may be sick, touch. That one that may be brokenhearted. That one that may be discouraged, that one that may be going through trials, oh, may they find that your grace is more than sufficient. God, there may be one listening today that's lost, knows not the Lord. Oh, they're missing life. They're missing joys. They're missing happiness. And Lord, would the Holy Spirit touch that heart in such a way that they'd bow and trust Jesus as their Savior. God, would you be pleased to keep your hand upon this little ministry here. Use us for your glory, for it's in Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be with you again today. If you would, would you open God's precious Word with us? Oh, my goodness. I'm in utter amazement every day. Just no matter when you wake up, what's on your mind? Lord, help me just to understand. Help me to just read this book, to get up and just open the Bible and begin to read and let God speak to my heart. The other morning I got up and I didn't feel good. I was just wiped out and I had my little breakfast. I prayed and I sat down and I started reading the Bible. And it was life began to flow. My mind quickened up. My spirit, what is that? Why, he has spiritual children. You eat breakfast physically. But what do you do? Why, I eat the Word of God spiritually. And my spirit began to renew. And, oh, the truth of God's Word. Folks, don't let the devil take that from you. And may God bless you. Thank you for listening to us today. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter number 11. We looked at verse 33. And, oh, the greatness of God. We've seen how that because Israel rejected God, we were engrafted in. Now because we're engrafted in, we've made a way that, hey, Israel can get back in. Yes, and God isn't through with Israel. Folks, I want to tell you, He made a covenant with them. And we have eternal life, eternal. Amen. Yes, we do. Well, verse 33 says, oh, the depth. How deep does God's wisdom go? And then don't overlook the word riches. The riches. Did you know something? God doesn't deal with secondhand garbage. No. God doesn't deal with cheapness. In fact, old Solomon, he obeyed God and God gave him everything. You just read in the book of Revelation, what's the heavens made out of? Pearls, diamonds, jewels, a street of gold, pure water. Hallelujah. The depth and riches both of what? The wisdom and knowledge of God. Who could possibly think of all of the greatness of God? Well, how about the salvation that you have? How great is it? Oh, my soul, the depth of it. Many folks say, preacher, you just don't know how sinful I was. Well, can I say to you, we have never gone so deep that the love of God and His wisdom could no go down to the depths and save us from the pits of hell by His marvelous grace and the riches of it, that we have salvation, that we have grace, that we have all of the righteousness of God. And in the book of Romans, what have we been dealing with? The righteousness of God. We're saved by His righteousness, sanctified by His righteousness, justified by His righteousness, glorified by righteousness. How do you explain that, folks? His righteousness, His riches of all of His abundance, goodness, both of the wisdom and knowledge. You know, when I think of our government, and may I say this, we have some good men. And I'm for them. We've got some good leaders, and I'm for them. But I want to tell you something. This crowd that think that they are God and they can think they can remove God. In fact, this crowd today that wants to do away with marriage. Hey, they want to do away with husband, wife. You know what's all this about? They want to do away with God. I mean, hey, they want to do with all the way the principles, our nation that was set upon the Bible. This crowd that wants to pick up their signs and scream and holler and they will say, we want ours back. What have they got? Nothing. But may I say to you, everything's in God's hands. This world still belongs to God. He spoke it into existence, and it's going to last until He destroys it and renews it. Oh, my soul, this little crowd with these little signs and little arguments they got and screaming and hollering, hey, all they can do is make a racket. But may I say to you, the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable, oh, the depth of it, and His ways past finding all. You folks laugh at Christians, low folks, oh, them old hillbilly folks back here in the mountains. You mean you still believe in God? You still believe in hell? You still believe in heaven? Mm-hmm, I sure do. I've got a God that, hey, there's a hell that's waiting for those that reject Him. There's a heaven for those that trust Him. And buddy, I trusted Him one day. Where are you going, preacher? I'm heaven bound. Hallelujah. Jesus made way for me. Now, look at verse number 34. He said, His ways are past finding out. And who hath known the mind of the Lord? Oh, as I read the Word of God, what is it that God had in mind? Why, when He made Adam, when He made man, what did He have in mind? Well, did they not say God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost get together and say, let us make man in His mind? Let us make man in our own likeness and our own image? Amazing. The other morning, I don't know what it is, but here since all of the hurricanes and all some, there's some little old bugs that is going around no matter where you go. It's these little old bugs. And here I was reading the Word of God, and this little old bug kept just bugging me to death. And I said, okay, buddy, just keep on, and I'm going to get you. And he lit, and I swatted him. And I said, Lord, did you know something? We're not much more than just a little old bug. When we argue with you, you could swat us him whenever you wanted to. And then God stopped me and said, son, I made you in my own likeness, my own image. Oh, my goodness. Man was the ultimate creation of God. And folks, how we ought to know. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? And who hath been his counselor? Well, now, you know something? There are those that would say, well, God, you messed up. If you'd have just made man a little different, if you'd have done this or done that, God did exactly what he intended to do. And what's he going to do? Exactly what he's going to do. He's God. Are you his counseling? Hey, everybody said, well, if God is so such a God, why is there so much sin? Because man is so corrupt, he goes against God. And God, in his judgment, lets man go on as long as he wants to go. And then God stops him. God's able to do that. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Now that's a good question. How can I know the mind of the Lord? By reading that precious old book and seeing what his mind is and yielding my life to him. Does God not say that may we have the mind of Christ? Can we have that? Oh, my soul, do we not have the same God, the Holy Spirit, indwelling us? Yes, we do. As a child of God, how did we do that? Through his righteousness. And oh, may our minds be upon the Lord. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, and who hath been his counselor? Can I say to you, when God gives you a truth, take that truth. When God gives you a conviction, believe with that word. In the book of John chapter 6, they came to Jesus and said, Lord, what works can we work to do the work of God? You know what Jesus' answer was? Believe on the one that God hath sent. Who in the world would that be? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Who would have been his counselors? Man can't counsel. Oh, only God knows all truth. Only God knows all beginnings and all endings and all in the middle. And he's God. What an awesome God that he is. Oh, the depths of God's love and mercy. Do you know him today? If not, would you bow right where you're at and say, Lord, forgive me and save me by your grace. Oh, that great love of God would get a hold of you and save you, place you into the body of Christ. Thank you. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.